You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Exactly this time last year, I was in Brazil working on a story about what it's like to be in the middle class there. And as part of that story, we met Eleonora de Mello and her family.
Pode ficar à vontade, a gente está fazendo janta.
Make yourself at home. Okay, we are cooking dinner.
Quer uma água, suco, uma coca?
Water, juice, coke.
My producers and I had dinner with them at their house outside Sao Paulo. Eleonora works in a boutique in a high-end mall, and she's saving up to open her own beauty salon. She's now 27, and she's 4.5 months pregnant. She and her husband have been trying for this baby for a while, and getting pregnant wasn't easy. And now, in the middle of an already tough time in Brazil, the country's in recession, Eleonora is terrified of the Zika virus. Zika's been linked to brain damage and microcephaly in fetuses. We called her up to talk about how she's doing. You'll hear her talk about Pernambuco. That's the state in Brazil where Zika has been most prevalent. I spoke to Eleonora through a translator. What is it like? Are you scared?
Yes, I'm really scared, also because the media news that we get show that things are not too clear, so you get scared by that.
I've been to your house, and, you know, there's some water nearby, and you go up the stairs. Have you had to make changes to kind of your living space to protect from mosquitoes?
We have been really careful about things with plants and etc. around the house. And we had a little problem with a neighbor because her water reservoir had a Aedes aegypti focus, though we told them that and they did nothing about it. So we have to go to the police to make a claim. Because sometimes people, they take care for their part, but they don't worry about the others. So we have to be very careful.
What are they telling you in the news, or what are you hearing from the government about how to protect yourself?
The only thing they tell us to do is to use a lot of repellent for mosquitoes and to take care of the Aedes aegypti focus. So the places where there's water that can attract the mosquitoes, that's the only thing they tell you to do.
What does your doctor say?
Well, that Zika causes microcephalia, but it's really confusing, different information coming from different places. It's all really shady. And the mothers that were infected with the virus and were pregnant in Pernambuco are now going to abort. They are being allowed to abort their kids. So this is a lot of pain for the mothers and also for the families.
This is a difficult question, but if you knew that your child had microcephaly, would you abort?
No.
What would you like to see the government do in Brazil?
So what we wanted is for them to take a stand and make it clear for us what is the cause of microcephalia and if Zika is related to it, because the problem is that nothing is clear for us right now. So the news everywhere just tells us to prevent, and that's what we've been doing. But we're frightened. So we just wanted the governor to really tell us, what is the cause of microcephalia and what exactly we can do. Because this way, it's really confusing.
Thank you, Eleonora. Muito obrigado. Obrigada.
Thank you very much.